Good morning, and welcome to another lightning round of the Any Three Things podcast. I had a plan. This is Father Ambrose coming to you with this week's episode, podcasting solo once again, because I had a plan for the episode today, and then it fell through, and mostly due to my lack of communication, which I apologize for. And so instead, we've got a little moment here. One of the things that I wanted to talk about in the planned episode for today is that I've got just coming up in a couple minutes here, currently recording at 11:07 a.m. on Monday, December 11th, and at 11:30 a.m., there's a meeting for our upcoming Lenten mission. I know a lot of you all really enjoyed and benefited from our Lenten mission last year with Dr. Ray Guarendi giving some fantastic talks. It was really the first event that we did that pulled all of our parishes together. We went from Mary Help, St. Bridget, St. Luke, I don't think it was in that order, but and brought people from all the different parishes, had volunteers from each of our parishes around helping out with the running of the event at each of those locations. It was a really big and beautiful opportunity to get us all together to pray, and it went really, really well. All the feedback that we got was super good, and so we're like, all right, we need to do that again. We need to make sure that we can do this, but I just wanted to give a brief window into how much work and effort goes into these kinds of things and why we have planning meetings months out in advance, because our Lenten mission is not until March. It's March 17th, 18th, and 19th, 2024. We've secured Father Nathan Cromley. He's associated with Eagle Eye Ministries. He's a very popular preacher around the area. He's drawn folks from all across the Archdiocese to his various different activities and talks. He's super good. When I was a seminarian, I got to serve for him at the Maria Stein Retreat Center when he was up there running a women's retreat that had a ton of women, especially, I think, mothers. It might have been a specifically mother's retreat. I don't actually remember, but I remember serving Mass for him, just getting to see his devotion, his prayer, right? So he's coming. He's going to give fantastic talks at all of our mission events, and it's going to be a fun time. We've got St. Patrick's Feast Day, and that's going to be our first night at St. Luke, March 17th, and then March 18th is the memorial of St. Cyril of Jerusalem, another bishop and doctor of the church at St. Mary Apple Christians, that second day on a Monday, don't actually quote me on what day of the week it is. And then March 19th is Solemnity of St. Joseph, Spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that's going to be at St. Bridget, and of course it's also St. Bridget's 175th anniversary year, so really timely and good opportunity to celebrate that Solemnity of St. Joseph in the evening there at St. Bridget, the final day, and just pulling all of these things together. So one of the things that we're working on is advertising. How do we get the word out? Because Lenten missions don't happen unless people come, and so we need to, you'll hear us priests talking about it at Mass during advertisements. You'll certainly hear more about it on the podcast as we get closer to the day. Try to get posters, flyers, flock note, all of our means of communication to bring people together. That's one of the things that we're talking about going into planning. We're talking about all of the children and youth stuff. So last year, on the final day of the Lenten mission at St. Bridget, we had over 100 youth come to our youth portion, which was awesome. It blew Michael and Becca away, who of course are our two staff members who were running that event, but it was also beyond what they were prepared to handle. And so it was a little bit, it was good. Everything went well. Everyone was safe. There were no problems, but it was a lot. It was more than they were anticipating. We weren't ready for that many kids coming to the program. And so we have to beef up our children and youth volunteer list. And so how do we get volunteers? How do we make sure people are able to both volunteer and benefit from the talks? Because you don't want someone to come and be stuck and not get to experience the spiritual fruit of the mission because they're working the whole time. We had feedback about confessions, and okay, people came to confessions really heavy in this part and not in this other part. We had feedback about the prayer sessions that we did, adoration. We had feedback about the logistics of getting from where you got food to where you were supposed to sit for the talk, and all of those sorts of things. And so we have to plan all of that out so that it's a smooth, consistent, and powerful, moving experience for everyone who comes, everyone who's involved in the process here. So I just wanted to talk about that for a bit because it really is a lot of work. Our staff members, our volunteers give so generously to making these sorts of things possible. And so I really want to encourage all of you who listen to our podcast to pray for these things, to consider volunteering if you're asked to help out, to be generous and honest with your feedback. That's one thing that's difficult. We don't know what to change, what to fix, what to improve if people don't talk to us. If they come out and say, oh, that's nice, right? That doesn't help me decide how to do it next year, right? Oh, it was nice, right? It's good. I'm glad it was nice. What was good? What specifically should we not change? Tell us about that. What could have been better? What could have made your experience better? What held you back from really encountering the love of Christ in a more deeper and more fruitful way? And those kinds of conversations help us out immensely. Getting good feedback is one of the difficult things. It's time-consuming, and a lot of times people just say, oh, it was nice, and they don't give us more specific feedback to work with. So that's something that everyone can really help with as well. But for sure, most importantly, is keeping all of these initiatives in prayer. The larger project of Beacons of Light, bringing six disparate parishes together into one family, is difficult. It takes time. It takes work and repeated practice to get us in the habit of working together, to coming together, to looking to each other and not thinking just about our own communities. And every single time that we do something big like this Family of Parishes Lenten Mission, it's practicing that communal family life that's going to be our future under Beacons of Light and this rearrangement of parish life. It's giving us the platform to go out and to evangelize, to be missionary disciples. And so it's really, really important that you pray for the success of these ventures, that you come, that you bring your friends, that if there's someone who's like, oh, I don't know, I've never been down to St. Luke's, I don't want to go all that far to something that's not my parish. Well, help us out. Encourage your fellow parishioners to come to visit the other parishes, to take part in the communal life of our whole family of parishes, so that as we do these things, that as we grow together, as we pray together, God can accomplish the incredible good things that He desires to do through the Beacons of Light podcast. So, or not Beacons of Light podcast, what am I saying? Beacons of Light process. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been Father Ambrose with another lightning episode. Hope to catch you all again next week, and please continue to keep us all in your prayer. God bless.